The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning, I'm Elliot Danker. You're in the Breakfast Huddle. Most companies have a board of directors, and these boards, they're usually positioned to oversee the long-term vision of an organization, right? That's pretty much the role. Yet, a lot of times you see, you know, many boards, many executive teams, they're often tempted to focus on the short-term, perhaps trying to fix a problem within the company. It's all short-term solutions. How can boards inject long-term thinking into their oversight role? And if you think about it, it's quite important in today's business landscape, because we've got disruption, a lot of uncertainty, and it's all higher than ever before. Well, this morning, to tell us more about this topic, is David Chu, leader of Deloitte Southeast Asia's Center for Corporate Governance. David, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
You've worked on this study for this topic recently. Could I ask what motivated you to dive into this topic? Was it all the news happenings of last year, especially?
Well, we do this on an annual basis, and what we try to do is to distill and understand what are the top 3 to 4 topics which are of concern to, to the board of directors. And by consensus, if you like, a lot of the feedback that we got for the top concerns around 2019 was around, like you said, you know, how do the boards add value to the, on a long-term basis, given all the short-term disruptions.
All right. What else were of concern in this survey?
I think one thing that came through quite clearly was around the definition of long-term.
Okay.
This is something that I think has changed over the years that we have done our survey. In the past, what one would consider 10 to 20 years to be long-term. Mm. But if you look at the recent changes, and for instance, if you look at the recent SGX listing rules that deem directors serving beyond 9 years to be non-independent, and all of a sudden you have this perspective that, well, 9 years may be considered to be long-term now.
Okay. So this is the new norm in that sense.
Yes, and I think a lot of this is also driven by what we call Industry 4.0, where you have lots of instantaneous news, digitalization, you have got the likes of the buzzword around machine learning, AI, et cetera, that provides a lot of information and sometimes somewhat called fake news out there that a lot of the board and the company needs to deal with.
And how have companies been dealing with it, and what do you suggest that companies should do to deal with Industry 4.0, so to speak?
I think a key aspect is really to set the individual investment horizon.
Okay.
And that, I think, tend to differ from organization to organization. Some sectors tend to be really long-term in perspective, but some, they cannot afford to do so. If you, for instance, if you look at example of Temasek Holdings, right?
Okay.
When they measure the total shareholders' return over the period since their inception, I think this was like in 1974, the return was around about 15%. If you look at it on an annual basis, which they published in the 2018 report, it was 12%. And if you then take a so-called middle ground and look at between the 10 to 20-year period, their return was around 5 to 7%.
Okay.
So, therefore, I think it is important that when an organization sets, you know, their strategy, they need to be clear what is the kind of return that they are trying to generate for their stakeholders.
David, could you give any examples of how they can better engage with investors and activists?
What we call shareholder activism is something new. For instance, if you look at in the U.S., I think the likes of the BlackRock, State Street, and et cetera, they would hold shares in at least 30 to 40% of the listed companies in the U.S. Their shareholding tend to be quite, I would say, limited to just below 5%. And in the past, they're happy to be what we call passive investors. But of late, there have been a lot of, well, I would say pressure perhaps, expectation that they need to exercise their rights as institutional shareholders a bit more rigorously, especially around topics on social equality, governance, environmental matters.
This morning, I'm speaking with David Chu, leader of Deloitte Southeast Asia's Center for Corporate Governance. David, I'd like to touch on a topic, ESG, or what they call environment, social, and governance. Do you see companies, organizations paying enough attention to this area at the moment?
Certainly, I think in the last few years, more attention has been paid in this particular area. The most recent example, I think last week or so, the Norwegian Government Pension Fund announced that they would divest all their stakeholdings or their shareholdings in what they call oil and exploration company. So that sends a message that, well, there are some major shareholders who are now paying more attention around, you know, sustainability development, so as to speak.
Okay, but David, in your opinion, how much of a priority should this be? I mean, yes, they are paying attention, but should it be even more significant or important in this day and age?
I think it's a tough balance to make because ultimately companies are here to generate return to shareholders or stakeholders, as I mentioned earlier on.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless, whatever the return may be.
Okay.
So we need to balance against generating sufficient stakeholders to keep the company going, to keep the support going, versus doing right, doing good, you know, from a broader social and environmental standpoint.
And that on its own is really a long term. It's really thinking long term because the fight against sustainability is here to stay for quite a while. David, just to wrap up, what areas of governance are under the most scrutiny right now?
In the Singapore context, I think it's around independence of directors.
Okay.
And this, I think, has come through in some of the new changes to the listing rules and the code of corporate governance around, you know, board affairs, independence of the board. How should a board go about conducting its affairs to make sure that the board continues to add value from a long-term rather than the short-term basis?
Okay. Any opinion on these new listing rules?
Well, again, I think it's really a matter of balancing the act.
That's tough,
right?
Really.
It is.
It's the hardest part. David Chu, leader of Deloitte Southeast Asia's Center for Corporate Governance, in the studio this morning. David, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.